This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Hey, so you remember when the trade war was a thing? All those Trump-era tariffs on Chinese imports that we spent literally years covering? Yeah, well, it turns out, and we have mentioned this a couple of times, one of the few Trump-era policies that has continued into the Biden era is that trade war. Now, as we also spent years telling you, it's American consumers who wind up paying those tariffs, which perhaps explains the announcement by the U.S. Trade Representative at the end of last week that she is going to reopen the process by which American companies, and thus consumers, can get out of paying some of those import taxes, and the public comment period on it starts tomorrow. So Marketplace's Sabri Menashour has today's trade policy update.
There are some goods that, for now, U.S. businesses just can't get from anywhere else besides China. Nicole Bivens-Collinson is a trade lawyer with Sandler, Travis & Rosenberg.
Sometimes those products are proprietary. They are unique. They are patent protected. You can't just take that design that you've been making and licensed with the company in China and say, oh, I'm going to pick it up and now I'm going to move it over here to Indonesia and start making it.
Moving supply chains, she says, can take 4 to 5 years for complex components, and that's without a pandemic. Harlan Stone runs HMTX Industries, a luxury vinyl floor manufacturer. The firm still has most of its factories in China.
But we do use other countries now, but the capacity that's able to come on board, particularly during the pandemic, is a very limited percentage.
Some businesses were able to get out of paying the tariffs under the previous administration, but those exemptions expired. The Biden administration is saying those companies, and only those companies, can apply again to get out of the tariffs. Myron Brilliant is with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce.
The administration's finally getting around to recognizing that importers and small businesses are being hurt.
This also comes at a time when many businesses are struggling with supply chain problems. Richard Weiner is a partner at law firm Sidley Austin.
They are concerned about inflationary pressures, and this is a way where goods can be supplied in an efficient way when they aren't available from other sources.
Many businesses are hoping this represents a first step in loosening the tariffs on Chinese imports. Jake Colvin is president of the National Foreign Trade Council.
You know, the reality is that it's a small step. 500 products or so is kind of a drop in the bucket.
More than 50,000 companies applied for relief from the tariffs during the last administration. In New York, I'm Sabri Benashour for Marketplace.